Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Welcome to a new live streaming. I hope you will have or having a good day today. Today, I'm going to talk about lay-up t-shirts in heaven. Thinking a lot about our mind, our plans, everything we do is our goals. Most of our goals are get a house, get a nice car, get a really good clothes, get a phone at the moment. And that's not really bad. If we work hard, we can be able to buy a good things. But that's not a problem. The problem is when make money and buy good things and get really a good amount of money on the accounts. That's priority than God. That's the problem. Because the Bible says on the Bible, in the book of Matthew 19-21, says, "Do not lay out for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thrift break in the still. But lay out that yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thrift do not break in the stills. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Sorry about my breaking English. But the Bible is saying don't lay up for yourself t-shirts in heaven. I mean in earth. And it gives some samples. So with the time goes and you start getting, the rust start getting destroyed then. And with the thrift, stole, break in the steel, the stole then. And what that means we can work really hard. We can make a good amount of money. We can get the best clothes, the best house, the best car we have. But if we are not doing what we're supposed to be doing in the kingdom of God, that's something that's gonna get away from God. And that's the problem when you're having a bad situation, when you're having a bad financial moment. And you ask God, God, I need a miracle. I need, I got, bills to pay. I lost my job. I lost everything. So everything, all the money I have earned, I have saved it. Now I spend it. And then you start, asking God, to provide a job. And God give you that job. At the beginning, you start, well, you start working hard, you are satisfied with God because He bless you with a job. But the time goes by, and into one moment you start asking, to do extra hours. I say, yeah, that's fine. It's no big deal with it. I can make extra money, and you might pay off all the money you earned before. And then came again said you know what, we need a second person, to do extra work instead a part-time. And then you start thinking oh my God, I'm unable to do it because the other place where they ask me, they give me they give me a part-time, it's close to another job. I start thinking that's extra money. I might get it, I might buy the phone, I really want it. I might buy that laptop, I really want it so hard, so badly. And say I'm gonna say yes, into I make some money to buy the thing. After I make it, after I buy it, and they are gonna quit. But what's happening is I start making more and more money, and then start getting away from God. And then you start forgetting. I mean, you start forgetting that God was the one who blessed you with that job. But then you start focus on something different. And then after that, you don't pray to God, you know, as you know, you have the communion with God as supposed to be before. And you don't have that communion with God like at the beginning. You don't looking for the, you know, for the presence of God as you did it when you were in a bad situation. And that's the main point of this, because the Bible says in the chapter 21, verse 21 says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And that's something very deep, because we gotta be honest. You know, most of the time we are thinking like, you know, when, let's say like in Latinos, you know, Latinos, they used to be like at the end of the year on Christmas, they used to buy new things, like a dress, new clothes, like the 25th or 24th, the 31st. And then that's something on a culture, the Latino culture, you know, and mostly of the cultures, like they have that thing too. Like they like to buy new things like on Christmas, and they start like getting crazy, buying a lot of things because that's the culture is. And that's something normal. I have nothing wrong with it. The problem is when your mind does only focus on the teachers and earth. When you start like getting desperate because if you want a bank account, God belong, you know, the money you feel comfortable to have, then you start getting bad, you start getting like, you know, sad. You say like, oh, I gotta find something else. I gotta find something new because it can't be my bank account like that. It gotta be like over than expected. And then that's kind of showing where your heart is. And like I said, I don't have a problem, you know, to wish have like a good things. But the problem is when having those things became more important to have a close relationship with God. To be working like a full-time, part-time to make extra money. It's getting away to serve God. It's getting away to look for God's presence. It's getting away to focus on God. And that's the problem. When you are thinking most on the financial, thinking more on get more stuff, more money, get the best car, the best house you can ever have. Because with the excuse saying like, when I was a kid, I didn't have all those things. So now I'm gonna work really hard. I'm gonna pour all my time, all my effort to get that. I couldn't get it when I was a kid. Like I said, if you got that under control, that's fine, because everybody wish good things. Even myself, like I wish to have my own house, to have like a really good car. The car I have right now, that's very old, but I don't mind. That doesn't matter. Like it take me wherever I want to go. So that's why it's important for me right now. But I gotta focus on what's important. For me, it's more important to be serving God, to be looking for His presence, to go to a new level every time. You know, knowing that when we die, whatever we earn over here, whatever teachers we make in earth, they will not keep here, they will not stay here. When we die, we won't take nothing with us. And that's the sad part. When you know, like, it doesn't matter how hard you work, no matter how hard, and we go to another level. Like, there's some people, they don't want to buy like a good food. They don't want to go off, you know, for vacation with a family, you know, to special place. Even if it's not fancy, just go with a family, because they say, no, I need to save money. I gotta earn the money because I never know what's gonna happen in the future. And with that mentality, there's a lot of people outside. Up there, there's a lot of people with that mentality. Say, I gotta earn the most I can because I never know what's gonna happen in the future. And that's not the point. You are Christians. You are believers. You are disciples of Jesus Christ. You need to look for the treasures in heaven. Lay up treasures in heaven. not an error. You can have a good life. That's good. That's fine. Everybody's expecting that, to have a good life in earth. You know, to have enough money to buy all that needs, whatever your family needs, whatever your kids needs, whatever you need. But that's a difference between what you need and what you really want it. And mostly people, a lot of people, they have whatever they need, and they got a little more than what they need. But they think it's not enough. They want more. And we're asking, looking for, you know, that more. They start getting away. They hurt. That's not even their mind. That's not even like themselves. You know, they hurt. They're getting away from God. And that's very sad. When we see people who are living in a bubble of material, of kind of blessing, but they're away. They have been long time, they don't feel what it feels being the presence of God. That's very sad. When you are in church, when you are like in a service, but you are so tired of getting frustrated when you don't earn all the money what you want, or you can't buy the thing what you want. But you forget, like being the presence of God, that's the most, you know, powerful thing. That's, you know, that's amazing thing, being in the presence of God. But when you hurt, it's away from God. That doesn't become important anymore. So think about it. Think about the chapter of today. They said, like, I lay out treasures in heaven. So what is your hurt? Why are you afraid of? To get to one point, like, you lost everything? What you prefer? To have enough to live, but in the presence of God? Or to have more than what you really need, but be away of the presence of God? That's something we gotta think. You can have both. Yeah, you can have both. But at one point, you need to make a decision. You wanna be more, you heard, wanna be more close to God, close to the material. So God bless you, and I hope this video has been blessed to you. And if that was the case, ask to share. And see you tomorrow with a new live streaming. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the lamb as the body. So God bless you, and have a wonderful day. And see you tomorrow with a new live streaming. Bye.